Nick DiGilio here, and the show continues live on 720 WGN. We are in the Skyline Studio, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago. As you know, there are these just catastrophic, devastating wildfires that are sweeping through Australia. And, I mean, this has been going on since September, and it's just devastating. It's decimating people, and the wildlife has been decimated. And so there's an event that's being put together by Aussies who live in Chicago, and it's called Love to Australia, and it's Friday, February 13th from 6 to 11, and two of the people who are, and they're wearing Love to Australia t-shirts, too. We want to welcome them to the show. It's Dr. Kelly Page and Cherie Jackson. Have I got those names right?
You have. You did very well.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
No, it's my pleasure. By the way, I love your accent.
I just thank do. You. We love yours too.
Yeah, thanks. <we do. laughs> Chicago accent, yes. So, first of all, let's get your backgrounds and stuff, okay. And then we'll talk about what's going on in Australia and what people can do to help, because that's the important thing.
Yeah,
We want people to donate. We want people to help. Kelly, you are a doctor.
I am PhD, doctor of philosophy.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And where now? What part of Australia are you from?
So I'm from Queensland and Sydney. So I've spent half of my family is in New South Wales, Canberra, and just outside Canberra.
Mm-hmm.
My other part of my family is in Queensland.
How did you get to? What brought you to Chicago? First of all, what brought you to America?
So Chicago actually is where I first came. Mm-hmm. I actually do have family in Los Angeles, but I came to Chicago for work. I was actually doing some work firstly up at Northwestern, mm-hmm. and then some of the universities and schools here across Greater Chicago.
How long have you been here?
9 years. This is my ninth year.
Your ninth year, and this was the only city that you've lived in?
Yeah, it's the only city I've lived in America.
And what do you think?
I love it. Yeah.
It's the best, isn't it?
Yeah, the Midwesterners definitely have a bit of Aussie soul. So
is that right? Tell me about what that means.
Yeah, so Australians are very, we really care about our community. We care about our people. We're very laid back. We love to give things a go, very entrepreneurial, and that's very much, I think, the heart of Chicago.
Yeah, that's nice
in the Midwest,
to say.
Yeah.
That's nice. No, I've never lived anywhere else, mm-hmm. and I've never lived in the suburbs. I've lived in the city. I grew up 6 blocks away from Wrigley Field on Addison, so that's, I'm a city guy. There's mm-hmm. no question about it. Now, Cherie, where are you from in Australia?
I'm from a little tiny town called Nanango, and I'm not stuttering. It is actually the name, but it's Nanango in Queensland.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Okay. And how long have you been in Chicago?
11 years.
Okay.
I'm out in Hinsdale. Okay. But yes, I've been out here for 11 years now.
Okay. And is this the only city that you've lived in America?
Yes, it
wow.
is.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what brought you here?
Work as well. My family, I've got 3 children, and my husband, we transferred here with his work and subsequently just made it our home. We love it here.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did you guys meet?
So we actually met through a group called Aussies in Chicago and the Australian and New Zealand Chicago Chamber of Commerce. They host every year the Australia Day celebration. Like, we have a ball downtown at London House. And last year, on the 25th of January, we sat next to each other at the Australia Day celebration mm-hmm. and became really good friends.
There you go. Mm-hmm. It's Nick DiGilio here. The show continues on 720 WGN, and I'm with Dr. Kelly Page and Cherie Jackson. And the event is called Love to Australia in order to help out the devastation that's happening in Australia. So tell me about the section of Australia that you're from.
So my family is from a country town called Braidwood, which is outside Canberra. Canberra's our capital city.
Yeah.
And it's about an hour and a half outside. And, once again, it's reliant on farming. Farming is a big part, agriculture, a big part of our economy and everything. So my family has lived there, my dad's generation, my grandparents' generation, and it's been pretty decimated around that area by fires. Braidwood is surrounded as a town by fires, and now we're seeing just the hinterland area around everywhere from Canberra to Araluen to the different, it's really tragic. My uncle, Malcolm, is actually in the Rural Fire Brigade in Western Sydney as well. And so they're really, cousins are part of it. They're out there fighting the fires and really supporting what they can do. So,
Cherie, what about your family or where are they from?
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that. You said a small town.
I am from a very small town. I've got a, my cousin is another, he's a director of a rural fire service in Queensland, in the southeast Queensland. And because of the extreme drought, He's been very active in fighting the fires in that region as well. And other cousins are all volunteering. So, yeah. And like Kelly, I came from a rural background. A lot of my friends are farmers. My family are farmers. And that is really what we want to do. We can help the farmers through an incredible organisation called Blaze Aid. So that's who we've selected as our charity.
Right.
They're doing incredible work. They're on the ground. There's 22 camps around the country. They're every day just volunteering to go out and help rebuild these communities. So that's really why we want to be a part of it. We can't be there to volunteer ourselves.
Yeah.
So, but we can help the volunteers.
So it's interesting that you both know people or are related to people
yes.
who are in the fire brigade.
Yes. Yeah.
What were your personal experiences with bushfires while you were in Australia?
So growing up, in Braidwood, my father was a director of what we call the SES, which is the State Emergency Service. Mm-hmm. And that's a service of volunteers that support firefighters, police, ambulance when we have major disasters. And as a child, I remember, my father going out very early in the morning, at all times of night when they would have bushfires and they would support or be involved. And so I think we know very much in Australia that when it comes to our summer season.
When does it begin?
So usually it all depends how our winter is. If we have a dry winter and we have a drought, then we know, and our summer is really, really hot, that's when we know fires are going to be problematic. Usually in the summertime, we're very conditioned to the fact that we can have, basically you're not allowed to have any fires, any kind of barbecues, mm-hmm. any kind of outdoors. It's like a fire ban that happens across your community.
Yeah.
And also water restrictions. So I grew up in a town where, you had water restrictions. You couldn't use a sprinkler on your garden. You couldn't do certain things. We were even limited, I remember as a child, to how high the bathtub was filled with water mm-hmm. because we were on tank water. And town water was restricted, and even the local swimming pool, because if there was a fire, then the water was critical to help fight it.
Yeah.
And when you have droughts, like we have such harsh droughts, and I think the last three winters have been such harsh drought weather, mm-hmm. And we've had such high temperatures this summer. So I was in Australia over Christmas, so mm-hmm. I was there for 3 weeks, and we had the hottest days we've ever had. And so it's really interesting when you think about having such dry, and a lot of these fires are started by dry lightning, the recent fire.
Yes, the one in Canberra just yesterday was from a landing light from a helicopter, that sparked the fire. It wasn't a spark, it was the light, the heat from the light.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's how volatile the bush is.
That's unbelievable.
Because the grass is so dry. And so it's just those little things that set off a fire. And so it's really interesting to sort of look at the conditions. And it's been going since September, and this is the longest period of time. And also a number of the fires actually merged and became one big one over having three smaller ones.
Yeah. Sherry, what about your personal experiences with bushfires from when you were in Australia?
Yeah, like Kelly, grew up with very strict water restrictions. That was just normal. We certainly didn't have a dishwasher. Mum was very careful about, laundry, all of those types of things. Thankfully, the fires didn't ever come near our home, but my father really made an effort to ensure there were no trees around the house. Like that's, and still today, he would make sure that there was a very big clearing in preparation. You always...
Yeah.
Living like that, yes.
Yeah. Wow. We take that for granted here.
Yeah. Yes,
it's,
yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, okay. Yeah,
it's like a really good friend of my father's lives in Corryong.
Yeah.
And on a road where there were 9 farms, 8 farms got burnt out except for one.
Dr. Kelly Page is here and Sherry Jackson is here. The event is called Love to Australia. We'll give you all the information where you can go and have fun and also donate. And we're trying to help out Australia right now. It's Nick DiGilio Show continues right here on 720 WGN. All right. My guests are very happy with the music choice.
We sure are.
Nick DiGiulio show continues here on 720. We're talking about an event called Love to Australia, benefiting. It's going to benefit a great organization that want to help people out who are just being devastated by the fires, the bushfires in Australia. Dr. Kelly Page is with us. Sheree Jackson is with us. And also, just want to remind you that this spring, Chicago's hometown baseball rivalry heads to Arizona, and one lucky fan will win a trip for two to Phoenix, including airfare, hotel, and tickets to the Wintrust Crosstown Series game on March 13th. Register today at WGNRadio.com/contests. Again, WGNRadio.com/contests. And it's sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's bank and presenting sponsor of the Wintrust Crosstown Series. Yes, and we're continuing here with Dr. Kelly Page and Sheree Jackson. And we've been talking about this. Have you been in contact with relatives and friends and everything over in Australia while this devastation is happening?
Yeah, so I got back just early in January, after the first week in January, and my uncle updates me daily. Mm-hmm. So, for example, he was one of the first, before it was announced on the news, about the death of the three Americans.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, he had worked with them and been close in, you know, their fire brigade had worked with them. So, you know, I got that through a messenger message from him on Facebook. And we're updated by our families in different ways, depending on where they are. Yeah, so it's pretty tragic right now.
Okay, and so let's talk about Love to Australia. You're sporting the T-shirts and all that kind of stuff, and it is on Friday, February 13th from 6 to 11 p.m. It's at Bennett Day School, which is at 955 West Grand Avenue in Chicago. And so there's also an after party.
Yeah, there is.
At Tipsy Space, which is at 1223 West Grand. But tell us how this got started. Tell us about Love to Australia.
So Sheree, actually, was the one who first posted about it. So.
I did. We have an Australians in Chicago Facebook page, and Kelly had shared this horrific graphic of the number of cattle and sheep in addition to our beautiful animals.
Yeah.
And I just put a post up saying, is anyone organising a fundraiser? And then all of these tremendous people came out of the woodwork and we formed a little group. And before we knew it, we had an event on our hands.
Yeah.
So much so that we actually had to, we sold out the first venue and we moved across to Bennett Day School.
Which is a bigger venue.
Yes, a larger venue, lots of space. And we've also managed to get this tremendous lineup of entertainment. We really want the evening to be a celebration of Australian spirit and also the relationship that exists between Chicagoans and Australians, Illinois, actually, in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know, but the very first battle that Americans fought in World War One was actually beside Australians. So, and that was a group from Illinois.
Wow.
So we've got a really long history. We've stood beside each other for so long. And I think this is a great way to really celebrate the mateship that exists between us.
Well, tell me a little bit more about Australians in Chicago what's that like about the community itself.
Yeah, so we actually have quite a vast network of people here in Chicago. For example, Damien Cotter is the head coach for the Windy City Bulls, and he's Australian. Oh. We have a very active Australian and New Zealand Chamber of Commerce that's here that organizes a lot of events across the city. There are a lot of different Australian businesses, not just here in Chicago and Illinois, but obviously across the states. But Chicago is a core hub for a lot of them.
Yeah.
We have the Australian consulate that is here in Chicago as well, which I would argue is the best embassy out of all of them in America. But, you know, it's really, we have such a great network. Mm. And our Aussies in Chicago Facebook group.
How big a group is it?
So it's a group of about 1,500 to 1,600 Australians.
Wow.
It's really interesting how wide that network goes and how many people are connected in some way, shape, or form. And
I had no idea there were so many Aussies in the Chicago area.
Yeah, every April 25th as well, there's organized the Anzac Day service. So Australia, it's our Memorial Day is Anzac Day, and it's April 25th, and we have it down on the Riverwalk in front of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of events we have all throughout the year where we celebrate, we actually bring together Americans and Australians, celebrate business connections, export in, import in, mm-hmm. all sorts of different things.
Yeah.
And so it's really, really active community yeah. here in Chicago.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. We're talking with Dr. Kelly Page and Cherie Jackson about an event called Love to Australia to help out the people of Australia who have been devastated by these mm-hmm. fires. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. It's Nick DiGilio on WGN. We have a text from a listener named Linda who says, do your guests know the status of the Australia Zoo?
Oh, Australia Zoo in Sydney?
No, Australia Zoo up in Queensland. So they have been doing an incredible job in rehabilitating and caring for the wildlife. Mm. So I don't know the particulars. I know that they're currently safe from the fires, which is wonderful, but they're doing an amazing job of helping to rehabilitate the wildlife that have been injured.
Okay, well, good. That's good news. That's some good news. I checked in with a couple of weeks ago. We talked to a correspondent, a news correspondent from Australia, just to get another update on what was happening. And one of the points that he made, because I said, how is this affecting Australians? You know, I mean, not just in terms of the devastation of the fire, but how is it affecting them, like personally and psychologically?
Yes.
And he did say that there's one kind of a good thing that's coming out of that. He said, at least, that there wasn't a lot of commenting or thoughts on climate change in Australia. But now that's in the conversation. Like, it's become part of the conversation. People are learning about whether or not it's a real thing, which, of course, I think it is. And that's part of the conversation. Have you noticed that climate change has become part, you know, like a thing that you now talk about?
I would definitely say that it's become not only just something we talk about. I think across the spectrum, from politics to media, there's a huge now conversation around what is our role, what is our position, what are our policies, and calling our government and our political leaders to action.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say definitely in the circles that I'm connected to, I'm seeing it a lot more.
Yeah.
And even when I was in Australia for those 3 weeks, you know, a lot of the conversations with people were about what are we doing, and even right down to how are we supporting everything from our firefighters to our communities because of climate change. This is, and it's not just what Australia does, it's what the world's doing in terms of climate change.
Absolutely.
Is affecting us. We're one of the hottest countries in the world.
Absolutely.
And as a result, we are going to warm up a lot quicker than some other countries.
Right.
So it's really interesting to sort of look at that. But I would definitely say, especially politically.
Yeah.
And if you go online, in America, it's quite hard to get access to Australian media. But if you go to YouTube and you go to our, you know, ABC, which is the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, or if you go to the Seven News Network and you have a look at the news channels in Australia, you will see a lot of that political debate and conversation that's happening around climate change.
That's
very
one,
important.
It's one of the few good things I think that's happening out of this is that it's become part of the conversation now.
It has.
Yeah.
And I think the other really good thing that's come out of it is the sense of community and the way that Australians have stood together. They've, you know, there are plenty of examples of companies giving their workers time off to go and volunteer to help, paid time. You know, there's a lot of really wonderful community building that's happening out of it too.
Yeah. Now, what's the status right now with the fires? Has it improved at all?
It has. There's thankfully there's been some rain that's come through.
Oh, good.
You see evidence of regeneration, which has been really wonderful as well. Some of the areas, the fires were so hot that they actually destroyed the soil structure. It's really extraordinary. But there is evidence of regeneration. And I think one thing that we would really like to communicate is that Australia is still open for business.
Yes.
And one of the things that you can do to really make a difference in Australia is keep your travel plans in place.
Mm-hmm.
If you're planning on visiting, you know, even if you've have a vacation booked in one of the areas that's been affected, just defer it, but still go. Australia is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
We have extraordinary reefs and oceans and places that are absolutely wonderful to visit.
I've never been to Australia. I've seen all the Mad Max
we'll
movies a lot.
Right, yeah.
my favorite series of movies are the Mad Max.
Mad Max, beautiful. Yeah, amazing.
But I've never been. I mean everything that I've seen, you know, and on television and books and film. Gorgeous, just beautiful, beautiful place.
And people should visit. Most of the tourist destinations like Sydney and Melbourne or North Australia, you know, are not where they're being affected by fires.
Yes.
So that's something also that's important.
And it helps the economy too.
It helps the economy.
Definitely.
Farming and agriculture and tourism are two of our biggest industries.
Right.
Yeah. And to sort of see the farms decimated like they have been. And the, one of the reasons we did choose Blaze Aid is because it's one thing to donate regarding the animals or regarding Red Cross, but we actually need on the ground volunteers who, because you cannot rebuild a farm or a town without fences. You can't restock a farm.
Right.
You can't protect crops without the fences. And so it's really, and we're talking hectares, millions of hectares of land that has to be either repurposed, rebuilt, regenerated in certain ways. And so this is why we need these volunteers and these camps. And Blaze Aid is amazing.
So Blaze Aid, how long has Blaze Aid been around?
So Blaze Aid came out of, I believe it was the 1983 Ash Wednesday fires?
Yes, we had more devastating fires at that time. And these, the people that founded Blaze Aid are actually farmers. So they knew the need and they really just rallied people, a small group to start with. But it's become this a really wonderful, effective
So 37 years it's been around?
Yeah.
I guess so, yeah.
Over 30 years. Yeah. Rhonda and Kevin, who are the founders, they actually, their farm was impacted by fires and they actually had friends who helped volunteer to rebuild their fences, which is how they started.
Right.
And so then they started this volunteer organization that basically puts camps in different locations where the volunteers will camp and they will help rebuild, doing a lot of different things, not just building fences, but killing livestock. So this is tragic to say this, but a lot of these animals have been impacted by the smoke. They've been impacted. Some of them are, you know, are dying, are burnt. And so farmers have to go out and are killing 50, 60 heads of cattle and sheep. Now, to do that when it's your livelihood, and this is your, this is these, you know, so to have volunteers come and help you, on our website at lovetoaustralia.com is a video about Blaze Aid and a farmer who experienced the volunteering and how it helped them psychologically. It helped them financially. And it really helped them get through some of the toughest times. And that's what they're facing right now. It's, you know, we are seeing volunteers help with the wildlife. We are seeing volunteers helping other different ways. But Blaze Aid is purposely designed as an organization to help after natural disasters. Floods and fires are the two biggest things that impact Australia. And now they've gone from having annually something like 11 to 12 camps a year across the country to having close to 50 camps. And it's going to cost them in the next 6 months up to $1 million just to keep those camps going, because they pay for food for the volunteers, they help the volunteers with the camps, and also the supplies and stuff, all the materials.
All the information about Blaze Aid is at your website, lovetoaustralia.com.
Lovetoaustralia.com,
Dr. Kelly Page and Cherie Jackson are here. We're going to continue the conversation and give you all the details on this event that's happening on Friday, February 13th. It's the Nick DiGilio Show, continuing here on 720 WGN. I can't get to sleep. I think about the implications of diving in too deep, and possibly the complications, especially at night. Truly, one of my very favorite songs of all time. Nick DiGilio Show continues here. Colin Hay, who I think is an extraordinarily underrated singer and songwriter from the band Men at Work, which I also think is an underrated band. That song Overkill destroys me. I adore that song in every version that he's done. He's done acoustic versions. He did it on the show Scrubs. And so anyway, and he's obviously Men at Work are from Australia. They have their first album was called, they had a song called Down Under. So and the news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. My guests are Dr. Kelly Page and Cherie Jackson, who are part of Love to Australia. It's an event that's happening on Thursday, February 13th from 6 to 11 p.m. at the Bennett Day School, 955 West Grand. Let's talk about the event. What's going to be happening? Who's going to be there? What do you got to give away? And how can people get tickets? All the good stuff.
Yes.
Make sure people come out.
All of the details are at lovetoaustralia.com. So that's the best place for you to go. But we have such a fun lineup organized. Michael Charles will be our headline act. He is in the Chicago Blues Hall of Fame. He's an Australian artist and fantastic. We have Ali Jados, who is another wonderful, she's actually a local Chicago singer from the Blood People.
Yeah,
we have a wonderful comedian.
Paul Farivar.
Paul Farivar.
Oh, he was just on the show.
He was. Yeah. Yeah. So Paul will be performing as well. And we have seated in lots of lovely surprises and different little Australian touches through the night that we hope people will really get to really understand the Australian spirit. We have got a silent auction as well. As part of that, we Down Under Enterprises have gifted us a return or a whole package, a whole vacation package to Australia. So you can go and win a trip to Australia, which is pretty awesome. We also have an In Excess poster signed by Michael Hutchins, which is pretty special.
That's, whoa!
Yeah, that is very special.
How did you get that?
So a member of our organizing committee is a cameraman that's been working in the entertainment scene, and he recently actually acquired that, and he has put that forward as a donation.
Oh, man, that's
a poster.
Amazing.
It's signed, been certified as we speak, as a genuine item.
Wow, you're going to get a lot of money for that. Yeah. There's no question about it.
Yes. We have two weekend experiences with a Tesla that has been donated as well. Tesla have stepped up and given us, we've had everything from wine donated.
Spark packages.
Yeah. So the silent auction is going to be quite an impressive night, I think. We also have some local Chicagoan firefighters who will be live auctioned off on the night.
Oh, I see.
Can win a date with a firefighter.
Oh, man. It sounds like it's going to be a blast.
It's going to be a blast. We want it to be a celebration also of that relationship we have with Chicago and with America.
It is Thursday, February 13th from 6 to 11 p.m. at Bennett Dade School at 955 West Grand. But then there's an after party after at a Tipsy Space, 1223 West Grand. And so people can hang out at that too after the event.
Yeah.
So it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. We have a text here that says, can you ask your guests if the Aboriginal peoples have been affected by the fires? And all I've heard about are the animals that are affected. This is signed by a guy named Danny Boyle. He's a listener who's got the same name as the director. Is that right?
Yeah. Remember, he won a copy of Yesterday.
He did. He won a copy of Yesterday directed by Danny Boyle. That's right. So, Aboriginal people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's something that's really important to highlight that hasn't actually been highlighted a lot. A lot of the bushland area that has been burnt has sacred sites.
Oh.
And so Indigenous sacred sites that have been impacted as well. And we're still, as they're getting into these places to actually assess the damage, is now we're starting to hear about the impact that it's had on hundreds of different, sacred lands of our Indigenous peoples. And that's something else that I think we're going to see come out of this, which is tragic. And that's something that we can never, get back. You know, it's really tragic to sort of see what's happening. There is actually also now talk with our Indigenous peoples. There is a certain way they do burn-offs and have done burn-offs in Australia for, millions of years in terms of how they look after the bushland. And we can learn a lot from, obviously climate change is having an impact, but also how we protect by doing what we call natural burn-offs. We have a lot to learn from our Indigenous people about how we look after the land. That's most definite.
Okay. 779 area code says, is there any organization we can suggest to donate at the workplace for Australia? Well, Blaze Aid.
We would love you to donate to Blaze Aid. You can do that through lovetoaustralia.com. We have a donation link that goes directly to mycause.com.au. 100% of your donations will get to Blaze Aid, and then they will 100% of their donations will go to the work.
Right. Yeah. And that's lovetoaustralia.com.
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 And thank you, by the way.
Yeah. By the way, somebody was just a simple question. How much is the admission?
So it's $50 for a ticket for our event, and $42.50 of every ticket sold goes to Blaze Aid.
Oh.
We have had so many donations that have come from the community in terms of the food, the alcohol, the security for the night, obviously the liquor license. There's been a lot of things donated to enable us to minimize our costs as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so $42.50 of every ticket. And it's a $50 ticket, so it's affordable for, many Australians and Chicagoans. And that's something, because we, on the night, we're having live auctions, silent auctions. So we really want people to come out to support and really learn about Australia on the night, which they'll be doing.
Yeah. The other thing is that ticket, you're going to get a taste of Australia. So we have a lot of beautiful desserts and specialties that will be served on the night. We've got a sausage sizzle, which is something that we traditionally do to raise money back home. Come and see what that is for yourself. Like, seriously, it's fun.
Sounds good to me.
Yes, sounds good
to me. So how do you feel about the global reaction to the this crisis? Because we were talking about how everybody's kind of coming together and helping out, but this is pretty overwhelming.
It is overwhelming. Australia is a first world country, and we are usually the ones giving foreign aid. We're usually the ones first to the mark, just to do whatever we can to help. So to be the recipients is absolutely humbling.
Yeah.
I think also the love that's been shown, I know, to us, everywhere we go, people are so kind, and they're saying to us, how are your families? Are you okay? It's really extraordinary.
Well, it's affecting everybody, because, I mean, I've watched it on the news, and I've just been flabbergasted by what's been happening. And, you know, as I've said, we've talked to some people in Australia and how, you know, the effect that it's having on everything there. And of course, people want to help.
Yeah. And so, I think with social media today, so that's one thing that every moment of every day we're exposed to it, because we're connected to a lot of Australians in Australia. We're connected to a lot of media in Australia. And sort of to feel it, it's like even just today, Cherie, so she knows my family where they are in Canberra and stuff. A photo was shared with her by a member of her family of the fires just these last few days. She shared it with myself. And it's very overwhelming. It's wonderful to have. A lot of people are asking us, how can I help? And who do I donate to?
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's really interesting with the big charities like Red Cross or the Wildlife Fund. But we're having a lot of people reach out to us as Australians. And that's another reason we did this, because we're like, well, actually, no one's really looking after the farmers right now.
Right.
And no one's really, you know, and this is where, and BlazeAid, internationally, people don't know who BlazeAid is.
Right.
Because they're an Australian charity, and it's specifically for this purpose, and that's another reason. But it's very overwhelming, and it's also, you know, it's very humbling and wonderful to have so many people looking after us right now.
Yes,
And our families, because when you choose to live abroad, when you choose to work abroad, you know, it can be really hard when these things are happening back home. And
I bet
you I'm checking in on my family, because they have a property, to make sure there's nothing close by. When I was home at Christmas, I was like, Mum, what's our evacuation policy? Yeah. Where are you going to go? What are you going to do? Mm. My father's got Parkinson's. And so it's like, you know, what is their strategy?
Yeah.
How would they deal with it? And so forth. And it's really important that we come together.
Come out to the event, Love to Australia, and it is on Thursday, February 13th from 6 to 11 p.m. $50 to get in, $42.50 goes to BlazeAid.
Yes.
It's at Bennett Day School, 955 West Grand Avenue. You can get all the information at lovetoaustralia.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can get tickets there, lovetoaustralia.com. You can also donate. Now, people can't make it out. They can, get a Love to Australia t-shirt.
You can get a Love to Australia t-shirt from the website, and you can also donate directly to BlazeAid through our website that goes directly to them.
So if you can't make it Thursday the 13th,
you
can still donate and help out the people of Australia.
And share about it.
Yes.
Share about it on your social, because we need to get the message out there about this organization called BlazeAid.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing that really will help us as well.
Okay. It's a Nick DiGilio show continuing here, and my guests have been Dr. Kelly Page and Cherie Jackson. It was so great to have you on. I learned
Thank
a lot,
you.
and I hope you raise a ton of money.
Thank you, Nick.
And best of luck for your people and your family at home.
Thank you so
much.
Thank you so much.
Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. The show will continue with the news in a minute.